Good evening, Warriors. It's January 3rd, 2023. And as we welcome the new year, let's make ourselves clear that in 2023, we will stand, we will speak. But who will we be after this evolution? After this revolution? Because we have seen the lies and the deception that the conservative ideology is tangled up in. They are tied into knots with propaganda and conspiracy theories. They trust in gerrymandered districts, voter suppression, and a corrupt, stolen Supreme Court to hold power. They work for the slave master, not the slave. They are the cowardice, not the brave. Conservatism will never set you free if it's based in ignorance, intolerance, and bigotry. Listen to me, warriors, rise up. Just like 2022, turning red seas to blue, warriors, speak out. First your vote, then your voice, but make sense, not just noise, warriors, be heard. Be silenced no more until 2024. Joining the revolution today is our Windy City soldier, a man on a mission. Stop, look, and listen. Chicago B, it's been too long, brother.
It's been too long.
Where will we be after this evolution?
Good question. I don't know. Because for every bit of progress I see, we take two steps forward and three steps back, it seems like.
Paul Abdul would have liked that.
No comment. Oh, God, you're flashing me back to high school.
I'll take two steps forward, I'll take three steps back.
But anyways.
But that's what democracy is, isn't it?
You're right.
And that's what, look, unless you can hold power, unless you can hold your side together, and we have not been able to.
Yeah.
But unless you hold your side together while preaching your message to those in the middle, those people in the middle, they can be pulled along to the left.
Yeah.
But if we still don't have the left, then we're not getting anywhere.
Right. I have hope because of the Gen Zers. Now, they need to grow up a bit and not want to, like, hate on everybody if they don't get this. But
true.
I have hope that Gen Z is woke enough. Yes, you heard me say woke. You heard me say woke. Ron DeSantis. No, I mean Ron DeSantis. I saw somebody put out a tweet about Florida needs a drag queen with the name Rhonda Santis. And I'm all for that. But yes, woke is not a bad thing.
Brian, you talked about Generation Z, calling them the Zoomers.
Yeah.
And how instrumental they were in giving this particular election to the progressive movement. Zoomers voted Democrat 64% to 36%. That's a 28-point margin. And they're 10% of the electorate already. That's going to keep growing. And that's essentially, you know, kids ages 15 up to like 30.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, the Republicans and the RNC, which, what's her face, who's the head of the RNC, says the most important issue for Congress is to go after Hunter Biden. But that's another story. I want to stay on this.
And I got some stuff on that as well. Yeah. Let's get this going. This is the Progressive Warrior Podcast. Welcome to the revolution. This is Ghost. I want to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, CloudyJoeTees.com. CloudyJoeTees.com. For all of your fashion needs, go to Cloudy Joe Tees and get teed up at CloudyJoeTees.com. And Christina's Divine Cleaning. For your home or business to sparkle and shine, you need Christina. She is simply divine. Christina's Divine Cleaning at gmail.com. Let her know you need her, y'all. Christina's Divine Cleaning at gmail.com. Chicago B, we took a post-election hiatus. I hope the holiday season left you breathing easy.
Oh, honestly, yeah. I'm going to have fun today with this podcast. And, it was a great holiday season, and it came too quickly, although my year went by at a nice pace. Nice, slow pace, like I wanted it to. Things finally felt like they were 2 years ago, even though they were a month ago. And no complaints from me out of that. And there you go. So, we got a lot to talk about today. And I know Ghost has got a lot of things to say today.
I do.
And just so you know, today is the day of swearing in. I got to tell you, I am happy that Arizona turned, it wasn't even a red state anymore, it was a purple state, but we now have a Democratic governor, and Carrie Lake is making an ass out of herself every day. I'm here for it. I am totally here for it. What sort of lawsuit is Carrie Lake going to come up with? And the thing is, the only people who are covering her bullshit are Newsmax, Steve Bannon, and OAN.
Because their game is up as far as the election fraud. You know, it took a long time for a lot of those middle-of-the-road conservatives to catch up, but they're at that point now where, look, just stop lying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like when your friend says something that's a little bit exaggerated, untruthful, but he's your friend, so you don't allow it. And then he just keeps going, and before you know it, it's to a point where you're just like, dude, come on, that didn't happen. And right? And what he talked about with turning Arizona blue was, it was sort of up in the air. It became a purple state, and it became a purple state rather quickly because there's so many people moving to the city of Phoenix.
Oh, those lefty Californians.
And not just Californians. You're from Chicago. I'm from Ohio. You know, we're from all over the country, and these deep red-necked Arizonan cowboys are very upset that we've taken over their state. They're very upset that we're finally funding their educational institutions. They're very upset that we're finally fixing their roads and their bridges and their potholes. They're very upset that we're trying to be tolerant and loving and kind and caring. I don't know why they're upset about this, but they are. And we talked about it extensively about all of these races turning blue. And the most recent one, I think the last one, that we the last domino to fall, was Arizona's Attorney General.
Yeah.
Democrat Chris Mays. Won the recount after winning, again, won the recount. Why? Because they wanted another recount. I think in this case, it may have been, you know, they had to.
Yeah, because it was extremely close.
It was, but we won anyway.
Yeah.
And next year, we're going to have the numbers on our side to a greater extent. And the year after that, the election after that. And they know what's coming. And it's because you talked about the Generation Z, the Zoomers.
Yeah.
Again, 64% to 36%. That's a 28% margin, Brian, and it's going to be worse.
I mean, when they're being told if they're non-binary or trans or whatever, that they are groomers and they're grooming the next generation, while the Republicans are saying, we need to reach out to Gen Zers and show them that the Republican Party is for them. At the same time, the Democrat Gen Zer who won, I forgot his name, but he's a Gen Zer. I don't know what state he was out of.
Yeah, he was like 25 years old or something.
Yeah. He's a Gen Zer. They started to make fun of him because he can't afford an apartment in Washington, D.C.
His credit's not good. To get an apartment.
And yet they want to make fun of, and yet they want to reach out to Gen Zer? Fuck the hypocrisy. I mean, the hypocrisy.
And it just shines a light on the issues that we're having with regards to housing, with regards to wages. You know, with regards to the middle class and people just starting out, and that's why they can't reach Gen Z.
Right, no, they won't.
Because Gen Z doesn't have that sinful, vile sense of pride that a lot of you older redheads have, right. See? What you guys have is a sense of pride that makes you hate liberals and hate progressives. You have hatred in your heart, praise Jesus. These Gen Zs don't have that hatred yet.
No.
They don't have that intolerance yet. They haven't been shaped and formed by a conservative media, a terrorist based media to hate people yet. So there's no hateful pride lingering within their heart and their soul. And what they're watching and listening to is the behavior, the talking points, and the policies. And they know that the conservative movement offers no policies. Your only policy positions are tax cuts for the wealthy and deregulation of their industries so that they can take advantage of slave labor, because these are the original slave masters of our society. And people like Elon Musk, who have billions and billions and billions of dollars, they're evil, sinful fools who will never make it through the gates of heaven because their camel is just stuffed with too much cash while other people die of poverty.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that, you know, and the other aspect is they're not even talking about that shit anymore. They're talking about the economy, and their number one issue is Hunter Biden's dick pic.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not going to find anything there. And I was going to go into some of that too, but that was one of the things on my incredible list of things to study and research. And I want to talk to people who are conservative right now. At some point, when are you guys going to start researching and studying and looking at these issues? Because this, for decades, you haven't. And the reason you get mad at us, the reason intellectualism, the idea of having knowledge, has become a sour point on the right, is because they're trying to convince you to stop reading things, stop looking at things, stop listening to things. Don't believe anything you see or hear. Don't listen to anyone but me over here. They're trying to keep you from understanding what's going on. Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis right now is trying to reshape the Florida educational institution, and teachers are upset about it because he doesn't want to teach you real history. He wants to teach you a history that makes him feel better.
He wants to teach you... He doesn't even know what the definition of woke is. By the way, I've been woke since junior year of high school, 1991, when my high school staged a walkout. We staged a walkout for the first Iraq war when Papa Bush was
that.
In there.
I believe we did the same thing.
Yeah, we staged a walkout, and we were serious about it. We got other high schools to follow us, too. We marched all the way downtown to a big rally. So I was woke since then. I was woke in college. Opened my eyes to the LGBT community. It wasn't Q yet. LGBT community at the time. Really opened my eyes. There's nothing wrong with being woke. What does woke mean? Empathy. Do you remember when we used to be empathetic? Hell, Republicans. You had Republicans who were empathetic. Now...
What did Bush call himself? The compassionate conservative?
The compassionate conservative, yeah. The compassionate conservative. Whether it was true or not, there's a different story. But
no, I think he was. Yeah, I think he meant it. But Bush was the puppet who didn't want to be an evil, you know, tyrant.
Yeah.
But the people pulling the strings in the background, that's why they chose him. Karl Rove picked him out. Bush was never some intellectual student of policy or politics. He wasn't someone who was ever vocal about what we should do as a society to uplift our nation. He was someone who was picked because of his name and his family so that they could pull the puppet strings in the background. If you look at it now, Nixon was a horrible, disgusting racist. It's on tape. It's in White House tapes. Reagan once said, talking about people in Africa, that these were monkeys who still couldn't wear shoes, still didn't want to wear shoes. Reagan was a fucking racist. He started his campaign in Philadelphia, Mississippi, the birthplace of the Klan, for all of you right-wingers who love Reagan.
I will say this about Nixon,
Bush
though.
Was not like that.
No.
Bush was not that kind of dude.
I will say this about Nixon, though. He was conservative, but he was the only conservative who was an environmentalist.
Back then, it wasn't abortion was not even a huge issue 20, 30 years ago.
It was only because they couldn't get prayer in school started that they made this an issue.
They went after the Christian right because they know that the Christian... And let me just say that I'm kind of a Christian. I have a fundamental belief in philosophy as far as my faith is concerned that we should love and care for mankind and each other and try to uplift our children to be spiritual beings, to love and uplift mankind and each other. I think that's the cycle of life we need to push going forward. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, we can't do that if we're lying to each other about our past. We just can't do it.
Speaking of lying, you have anything today about the new congressman from New York who's being...
George Santos? Again,
is that even his real name?
My list of things I had to study and research was so long. No, I didn't even get to that.
Yeah, is that even his
get to George
is that
Santos.
Even his real name?
And you want to know why? Because he's not serious enough for me to look at. He's really not. I'm trying to pick these topics as carefully as I can because I want those listening from the left and the right. And if you have someone that you know who is on the right, but they're still a good, open-minded person, please allow them to listen to the Progressive Warrior podcast. Please allow them to listen to us. Because I do want to reach out. And I do want to be nice. But that whole thing about being woke, sometimes you got to smack the shit out of somebody to wake them the fuck up. And right now the conservative movement is sitting there sleeping and you're saying, wake up, go to school, get an education, wake up, learn something, study something, read something, wake up and find out what the fuck you're talking about next time you open your mouth. And they won't wake up because they're still dreaming of some white Christian society where they can all fundamentally change each other's behavior. And the truth is, they don't agree on these issues.
They don't agree. They don't
Nobody
agree.
Does. You go into a church right now and ask them to explain their religion, their faith, and the existence of God to you, and you'll get 100 different answers out of 100.
Yeah.
100 different answers out of 100. What the conservative movement has done pretty successfully is form the narrative And apparently you have to hate gays, hate liberals, hate Jews, hate Muslims, hate black people and brown people and immigrants. You just have to hate.
And love God and guns.
You have to post Jesus memes all day long while none of your policies help to feed the hungry or help the poor or care for the sick or house the homeless. Your policies are the greediest, the most sinful of all. Capitalism is a disgusting ideology in itself.
It is. It is.
It really,
but
truly is.
I remember... God, there was a long time ago where this happened in the 60s where they were trying to say how capitalism was biblical and all this other shit. And, I mean, read the fucking Bible, man. Read the Bible.
Capitalism, like I said, when Jesus came, slave master economy.
When Jesus came along, he basically said all that stuff in the Old Testament is a bunch of bullshit. I'm here to set shit right, is what he did. Love one another. There was no... if, ands, or buts in that. Love one another.
I think he said that on every podcast. I think Chicago B has said that on every single podcast, haven't you?
Yeah. Love one another. No if, ands, or buts about it. Yeah. But at the same time, as much as I love Martin Luther King, I think we need Malcolm X in this day and age more than anything, by any means necessary. And it's not, but that's getting down a different topic here.
We don't need Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. We need us. Okay, maybe there's someone out there who can explain the law to us. Maybe that's me, maybe that's you. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's someone who's just now about to graduate from high school in 2023.
Yeah.
And there's something inside of them, a way to analyze their own heart and bring that to their mind and formulate a response that shows us the way. And that's what Jesus tried to do through his actions and his words. He tried to formulate a path and said, hey, follow me. Walk these steps.
Yeah.
And it just seems, especially within this nation, those who talk about Jesus the most are those who just continue to vote against people who are for the policies of doing the things Jesus asked us to do. And at the base and the heart of it, it is to accept the immigrant and to love thy brother. It is to feed the hungry and help the poor. It is to care for the sick. And we have the ability to do all of that. Logistically, we have the ability to feed the planet, to house the planet, and to care for the planet medically. And we just won't do it because there's got to be billionaires.
Right on. Right on. So today, the new Congress is being inaugurated. Let's put this straight. The Republicans have a very slim majority. Very slim majority. It's not big. It's very slim. Let's hear it for gerrymandering, people. But
yes, absolutely.
The circus is starting. Kevin McCarthy is having a temper tantrum with the people who are against him, saying he deserves this. He's earned it. And you know what eventually happens. If they can't pick a speaker for the House, the Democrats at some point could... I am here. I got my popcorn out. I got my Dos Equis. I'm going to enjoy watching the shit show circus because they're not going to get anything done. Farewell to the brave people in the Republican Party who stood up and started January 6th. I was not a fan of Liz Cheney, but damn it. She came around. Did the right thing, and Adam Kinzinger was there from day one when this whole thing began with Orange Julius.
Hey, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
You mentioned what was going on in the House with McCarthy. They just nominated on the left Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it on the left that came out, you know, bad-mouthing Hakeem Jeffries and talking about how this is a horrible idea? Who was it on the left that came out against the nomination of Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't think we had anybody.
There was nobody.
There was
Why?
Nobody.
Why? Because there's a bunch of adults now in the progressive movement who understand that policy is more important than politics.
Yeah.
And on the right, you have a bunch of half-criminal, greedy ideologues of capitalism who are fighting for position and power.
You want to talk about the groomers? You want to talk about the groomers?
It's
right there.
Zoo.
You want to talk about the groomers? Right there. Miss Lauren Boebert and her husband showing his little wanky to kids with her in attendance.
You know, you mentioned Adam Kinzinger. And I did a piece in one of our first podcasts. It may have even been our first podcast about... Yeah. Liz Cheney. And I try to give props when props are needed and supported. And it's hard to do nowadays.
It is hard.
Adam Kinzinger, a Republican, Illinois' 16th district, gave a farewell speech on the House floor after essentially being redistricted out of office. I wish he would have ran again, but I'm going to get to that. He was one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump for incitement of insurrection. So he did stand up, and he did the right thing. He even scolded his own party during this speech for turning their backs on the Constitution, for inciting violence, for failing to invest in our nation's infrastructure, for wavering in our support for Ukraine, etc. But first, I'm going to give you just a few lines, you know, from the speech itself. He says that the Republican Party essentially has turned its back on the ideals of liberty and self-governance and instead embraced lies and deceit. You all listened to my monologue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that before Adam Kinzinger gave the speech, long before. Lies and deception. This is exactly what this man said, and he's a Republican. He also said that we shelter the ignorant, the racist, who only stoke anger and hatred to those who are different than us. That's intolerance and bigotry. Again, I think I mentioned that.
Yep.
I think I mentioned that quite clearly. He said, we turned this institution into an echo chamber of lies. He also said we swore an oath to defend the Constitution, not a party or a single man. And Brian, who's that single man? Who was that?
Who was it?
Who's the single man? Just so we know that this is not abstract. This is very specific. Tell me who the single man is that we should support.
Oh, well, he made a cameo appearance in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yep.
You know who he is. I don't even want to say his fucking name anymore.
Everybody knows. This is not a secret.
The Orange Julius. The Orange Milkshake. Donald Trump.
He also said that they justify attacks on our capital as legitimate political discourse. He says democracy is being challenged by authoritarianism. Who was that? Who was that authoritarian who tried to take over our government?
Donald Trump.
See, this isn't vague. This is specific if you understand what's going on. If you're not in that echo chamber of lies and deception. Talked about turning our backs on our alliances and commitments. Again, who does that represent?
Well,
you know,
it's the guy who said everything has always been rigged against him. The guy who said the press was unfair to him even when he came out with his second book to Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Donald Trump.
And this is where Adam Kinzinger is just sort of... And a lot of left-wing programs really went after Adam Kinzinger for the both sides issue. And I didn't want to do that. But when I got down to it, I realized that the people on the left that I said, oh, you know, you're going too far, they were actually right. Adam Kinzinger still at many times failed to be specific. And maybe he had his reasons for doing it, but I just disagree with it because at some point you have to let people know who we're talking about and what we're talking about. And... this is one thing he said, that he tried to play both sides. One party's echo chamber calls for a civil war, and the other side openly supports it. Do you know anybody on the left who supports a civil war?
No.
I don't know anybody on the left who supports or calls for a civil war. There's no leader in Washington on the left who calls for it. I don't hear any media outlets on the left calling for it. I've never heard anybody I know who is a liberal or a progressive, calling for a civil war. Adam Kinzinger, you're a fucking liar. Thanks for trying to be a patriot. You failed. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, there are militias, right-wing, terrorist, well-armed militias across this country who we refuse to go after. Why didn't Adam Kinzinger just say that? Because he's a coward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if these were brown people, if these were Muslims, if these were new Black Panthers, thousands of them, heavily armed, talking about overthrowing our government, we'd be there in a fucking heartbeat. But boom, shots fired.
Yep.
Period. And Adam just refuses to do that because just like everyone else in your party, Adam, you're a coward. And I didn't want you to be. I listened to left-wing programs just dissing you and talking bad about you. And I thought, yeah, but he did step up and talk about his own party. And I wanted to be there for you, Adam. Because when they always talk about reaching across the aisle, I desperately want to reach across the aisle. But Adam, you failed again, you fucking coward. There's nobody on the left calling for a civil war. You are part of a terrorist ideology and a terrorist movement, and even you refuse to accept the depths of that sin.
just like millions of conservative voters who don't think they're racist.
Well, whenever you start a conversation by saying, I have black friends, so I'm not a racist, right there, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's definitely a bunch of bullshit right there. Now, just to play devil's advocate here, maybe he was talking about both sides of the Republican Party.
No, he never really said both sides. Did you listen to the speech?
Yeah.
He never really said both sides, and that was... But he tried to throw the Democratic Party under the bus with the Republicans.
Well, I'm tired of both sides.
And that's just bullshit.
I'm tired of
both. It's not true.
Right, I'm tired of both sidisms, anyways. That's how CNN is starting to become. With the exception of a few people, I'm still surprised they have Don Lemon on there when he's as progressive as they come. But, you know, they're trying the whole both sidisms, and there is no both sidisms here.
It's just not.
There really isn't. There is no both sidisms. And I had to have some people on Twitter go after me when Katie Hobbs, who's now our new governor, a lot of Kerry Lake trolls, not only the people who live in Arizona, but a lot of Kerry Lake trolls from outside of our state.
And that's what her intent was. Right. Her intent is to build a national following. And the way to do that in the conservative movement is to be a hateful bigot.
Right. So everybody was like, oh, yeah, concede, just like Hillary did. I said, and I told somebody, did Hillary not concede the next day with Trump? And this person never answered. Simple yes or no question gave me about Hillary supported an investigation into Russia, blah, 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 blah. That wasn't my fucking question. Did she not concede? Did she have court case after court case after court case, like Kerry Lake is doing out here? And like, who ran against Adrian Fontes again? The fake cowboy, I call him, because he dons a cowboy hat, right. and he's like, yeah, from Illinois. At no fucking point did these guys ever have the lead. Adrian Fontes was far ahead of that whack job to begin with, but they both insisted the only outcome we're going to accept is if we win. And sure enough, they went to court. They have no fucking proof.
No.
They had no proof.
It's why they keep losing these court cases, bro.
Other than Mike Lindell, all the stuff that we got coming out of Arizona, all the stuff we got coming out.
There,
you know,
nothing.
There's a lot. If you come to my symposium and buy my new prayer pillow and everything, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you.
And that's probably why his pillows are so comfortable, because he's still asleep. He's still dreaming because he doesn't want to stay woke.
Have another cheeseburger at Hardee's, Mike.
But the only modern election that we know was pretty much stolen was Bush over Gore. And now we see why. They wanted to start a war. I won't go into 9/11, but they wanted to start a war. Is how can you continue calling yourself a patriot? How can you continue calling yourself a Christian or a person of any faith and continue voting for a party and an ideology of greed and lies and deception that lied you into a fucking war? Lied you into a war.
And they made sure that none of their kids enlisted.
So going back to Adam Kinzinger, he also ridiculed Democrats for pouring money into Republican primaries. What we did was we ran ads for about 13 MAGA Republicans. Trump supported MAGA Republicans. And we simply explained to their district, their voters, what they were for and what they believed. We ran campaign ads for them. Hey, so-and-so believes in this and thinks this. Why? Because we knew that conservative voters have now been shaped and molded into demons and devils. And they would love that. And they did. They elected these candidates. They elected six of them. And all six of them lost in the general.
Yep.
And there were people on the left at the time saying, why are we doing this? Why are we putting money into their campaign? We shouldn't be doing that. What if they win? Well, all of them lost.
Except for... J.D. Vance.
There was no... Well, that was a different... We didn't run ad campaigns for J.D. Vance.
I know.
The ones that we ran ad campaigns for, and maybe we should have for J.D. Vance.
We should have.
Maybe we should have gotten more of the message out of what he believes and what he stands for. But they eventually lost. And Adam, I guess you're upset at your voters, not the Democratic Party. You're upset with the voters in those districts.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tear into the voters in those districts and say, how could you support and vote for all of these, and you talk about empathy.
Yeah.
All of these candidates who lack basic empathy for humankind. Mm-hmm. Adam, again, you failed, man. You failed miserably. And I wanted to stand by you and say, great job, like I kind of did with Liz Cheney.
Yep.
But then you gave that speech on the floor and you tried to play both sides and you failed, dude. I'm sorry.
On that note, we're going to take a short break here. And speaking of fake people, we got Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, 1967. A little bit of irreverent humor with plastic people.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is going to bring him some chicken soup.
Plastic people, open in our country.
I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Plastic people, open in our country.
There's this guy from the CIA and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic goo and wrecks her hair with some shampoo.
Plastic people,
sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's that's your hair spray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around, watch the Nazis run your town, then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else,
but you're plastic people. Oh baby, now you're such a drag.
Podcast. We want to hear from you. Right, left, or center, whatever your beliefs, whatever your ideas, whatever your thoughts. Write us at progressivewarriorpodcast@gmail.com. progressivewarriorpodcast@gmail.com. The more information we get from you, the better our podcast will be. And we want you to speak out and be heard, just like I say every single podcast, because every single one of us needs to be vocal. And that's why I'm so proud of Generation Z, the Zoomers, basically anyone under 30 from the age of 15 on up. Again, voted 64 to 36%, 28-point margin, helped us keep the Senate out of seat, and helped us break up the gerrymandered monopolies that exist in the House. Yeah. Now, the future of our nation really relies upon these people, these young kids coming out of high school. And I know now election reform doesn't look promising because we don't hold the House, but I believe that Gen Z is finding their voice. And I believe that also that there are more ghosts than Chicago bees out there. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to be silenced anymore because they know that silence is not an option. Not when we're speaking to our friends, our family members, our neighbors, our coworkers, because we see that they refuse to accept reality. They're sheep on the carousel going around in circles. And if we continue preaching truth to power, maybe some of them will realize that they're not going anywhere. And many of them already see that they're in a desperate party with no solutions. Their entire ideology is baptized in capitalist greed, which is sinful and corrupting. It's a terrorist movement that doesn't believe in democracy, will not accept the voice of the people, and has been baptized socially in intolerance and bigotry. They know they can't win. So they have no other choice but to cheat. And I intend to ask a question about why so many of them are okay with cheating and lying and deceiving to gain power. I don't think that is a long-term political strategy. So is this a burn the whole house down and start a civil war mentality? Or do you think they'll come back? Do you think they'll come back to Jesus and talk about democracy again?
That's a good question. And it I don't even know if I have an answer.
I don't either, dude.
For it. I mean, it seems like once Obama was elected president. Mm. I mean, everybody had liked to talk about that, it was a beautiful moment that we had a black president, finally.
Not everybody thought that, though.
Right, but man, they were trying to say that we now live in a post-racial society.
It was a big step.
It was a big step. And I think the biggest progress that was made was the Klan's member took their sheets off and they openly started to protest. But then they started saying, oh, I'm not a racist. That doesn't mean I'm just a free thinker, or I just believe in free speech and any of that other shit. But I mean, it seems like something happened when Fox News started amping up stuff that they were already doing, but they had Glenn Beck, who at the time was the Tucker Carlson of Fox News, talking about how Obama has a deep-seated hatred of white culture. Mind you, there's no such thing as white culture.
There's European culture.
European culture. Yeah, exactly. European culture, stuff like that. Italian culture, Polish culture, Russian culture. There's no, like, white culture the way there is black culture. I mean, black culture, you're talking about African culture. You're talking about Haitian culture.
And the main reason why they talk about black culture here in America instead of, you know, listing the different types of cultures was because black people primarily didn't come here on their own.
Right.
A lot of them don't know necessarily their ancestry. They don't really know what nation they're from exactly in Africa, wherever they're from, as far as their genealogy is concerned.
Yeah.
They were brought here as slaves.
Yeah.
And they were used for their sweat and their labor. I think one of the reasons that a lot of white people across the country are angry right now is because the capitalist slave master didn't go anywhere. You freed the slaves. Well, you freed, black people from being in chains and picking the fields. But the truth is that the entire American society, white, black, and brown in between, has been enslaved by the capitalist billionaires of our society. America is the slave ship of the world. In Europe, they live with a higher standard of living, they get paid higher wages, they have real health care, and they get 4 or 5 weeks paid vacation. I don't think any American in their right mind would even understand what to do with 4 or 5 weeks paid vacation.
Right.
And it's so foreign
to
them.
And I'm tired of hearing about our freedom. There's no such thing as freedom when you are trying to tell our kids that you don't want them to learn about racism, and now you've declared war on teachers. There's no freedom in this country when you are trying to say that the only real religion is a Christian religion. That's not freedom. We're supposed to be free to practice and believe whatever the fuck we want to believe in this country. That's what this country was founded on. I don't want to hear how this country was founded on Christian principles. Who said it? Where is it in the Constitution? It's fucking nowhere. Show me the section like how some of these evangelicals say God wrote the Constitution. God did not write the fucking Constitution. And God will tell you that himself one day.
I think that economic suppression is the base of the movement. That is how you make people angry. That is how you're able to point the finger at someone and say, this is the reason why you're struggling. This is the reason why you're hurting. This is the reason why you don't have the wealth that you used to have. But the truth is, you can go back and look at the stats, and this is what young people and Gen Zers are going to do, that a lot of, you know, far-right Republicans in their 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s won't do because they're too prideful to do it, is just go back and look at the history.
Oh, but they will do it. They'll do it on sites that only think like that.
The Reagan administration's robbed the middle class. And every time we have a recession, it robs the middle class, because during a recession, the wealthy, you know, they got enough to ride it, and the middle class has to sell off all their assets for 50 cents on the dollar. The wealthy buy those assets, and now they have more of America's wealth. And then they slowly bring the economy. Look at the cost of oil. Mm-hmm. Why was it so high during the election cycle? Because they know that Democrats are going to tax them and regulate them. So yes, they want conservatives in power. That's why they donate heavily to their campaigns. Look at the money. Follow the money. Conservatives listening to this right now, just follow the money, dude. This ain't hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
they need you to be economically suppressed in order to lead you around and point the finger at immigrants and minorities and say, that's the reason you're poor and broke. That's
and
not
they
the
also
reason.
Don't want you to know, too. They want you to believe that because Biden stopped a section of the Keystone Pipeline, which does not produce fucking oil. A pipeline, I'm going to say this again. A pipeline doesn't produce oil. It's a transportation system, and it wasn't even our oil. But anyways, they want you to believe that because of that, the gas prices rose. And under Trump, we had gas down to, which we never had gas down to $1.30. Like,
and real quickly, the Keystone Pipeline is currently leaking about 600,000 gallons of oil, and they can't stop it. And it's getting into the drinking water of a lot of the communities in the Midwest there. So for a lot of you red states that this pipeline's going through, you're the one drinking this water. And like B said, this isn't helping you. This pipeline doesn't help you.
Don't you find it interesting that our major media is not making a bigger deal out of this the way they did the oil leak the Obama administration?
Because the media needs advertising dollars. And those advertising dollars come from corporate conglomerates and capitalist monopolies. And that's who funds the stations. That's why you have to read and research on your own, y'all. I'm sorry it's so hard, all right? I am. I apologize that it's so hard that you actually have to wake up in the morning and read and research and study to find out the truth. But you do.
And I don't mean, and I gotta say this, we don't mean go and read your conspiracy-driven websites.
No.
You know what? Go ahead and read that shit. But I want you to read some of the other shit, too.
Read everything.
Get a full, balanced meal. I mean, I read that shit. I've had to sit and watch Fox News. I don't like it. But, you know, occasionally, there might be somebody who calls out the bullshit on Fox News. I mean, because it is all bullshit.
It is.
It's entertainment. Like Keith Olbermann said when he was in the hallway and Sean Hannity was there. He overheard Sean Hannity at one part saying, Jesus Christ, it's just entertainment. I mean, that's the way they look at it. I mean,
look, Fox
they're selling
News,
you bullshit.
Fox News went into a court of law. And they did not
Tucker Carlson, get
they
going,
did not, they did not defend the lies or the deception. They did not defend the dishonesty that they were being sued for, rightfully. Their defense was, we're just an entertainment network.
They basically said, how could somebody, and they said this, somebody in their right mind would not believe Tucker Carlson. This is just entertainment.
But as a society, at that point, we have to say, left, right, whatever, you have to be able to say, then just, can we please get the word news off of your title? You are not Fox News. You are Fox Entertainment.
Fox Comedy Channel.
All right, let's just be honest about it. Because, again, the people that don't read or research or study anything, they don't even know about that lawsuit because their echo chamber, their little circle of media, didn't even talk about it, didn't discuss it.
Yeah.
So they walked into a court of law and basically said, hey, we're not even trying to provide the news. We're just entertainment.
They said the
Fox
same,
News.
They said the same thing about Trump's whack job attorney, Sidney Powell, when in the Dominion lawsuit, when Dominion was suing them. They said, well, anybody in their right mind would know that
was their defense.
That Powell did not mean what she said.
Right. Right.
Except for Mike Lindell, unless he doesn't believe the bullshit or unless he's hitting the crack pipe again.
Mike Lindell might be the one crackhead that really believes what he's saying. I don't think the other ones do. I truly don't. I think they're power-hungry capitalists because the entire conservative movement has been based upon capitalism. So how can you mix oil and grease into a pot and expect to get some nice, clean, fresh water out of it? Capitalism is the death of the conservative movement. And if it's not the death of the conservative movement, it is the birth of an intolerant, bigoted society of Nazis and terrorists. Those are your two paths. I mean, you can either have healthcare or you can have AR-15s. And that's what will come. That's what it's coming down to. When I look at the Christian conservative, I ask you, do you believe that every single American deserves to have health care, or do you believe that every single American should have an AR-15? And if you're any type of Christian or a person of faith, someone who believes in love and kindness, this is a simple fucking equation to figure out. And if you can't figure it out, if you have any trouble figuring it out, then you're the issue. You're the problem. You're the devil. Tuck your tail between your legs and go vote progress, so that we can have health care and decent wages and 4 or 5 weeks paid vacation. I want to talk to every single American out there. You are not a fucking slave. Immigrants and minorities are not the problem. Millionaires become billionaires by stealing your wealth. Ask for your wealth back. Ask for health care and 4 to 5 weeks paid vacation. 4 weeks paid vacation. If we can't all stand up as a united society and say, yeah, we'd like to spend more time with our family, then you're fucking stupid.
Do you ever wonder why the leader of your evangelical church is able to fly around on private jets? Do you ever wonder why Kenneth Copeland has his own private jet? He's the his church is... You're giving this guy money because he's telling you that he's going to pray for you. Do you ever wonder why you're still driving that 2002 beater to go to his church every day? And not just him, people like him. There's the whack job in Tennessee who said that Democrats are anti-God and he doesn't want Democrats at his church. There's, what's that dude's name? Joel Osteen. All of them have money. I mean, the leaders of the Calvary churches out here in Arizona, they all have money. They're all millionaires. They travel around on private jets. You give them your money because you think that somehow they have a direct line to Jesus. Meanwhile, Jesus is over there saying, what the hell are you guys doing? It says right there in the Bible, where a man's wealth is where a man's heart is. His heart is not in you. You know what he's saying? You, John Q. Sucker, is giving me money because I'm giving them a line of bullshit. And they think that I have this direct line to God. You know what? I want to get into that practice and make some money. Don't you?
Look, I don't think the church is evil.
I
do believe in preaching peace above all to the people. And for those who feel America was built a Christian nation, remember Jesus never chose a weapon, he chose patience. And white hooded terrorists, they still hold demonstrations, but we're not firing missiles in Mississippi to make a statement.
Right on, man. I just...
Terrorism in the United States is a right-wing issue that we need to stomp out. We need to do it dramatically and forcefully. And if we don't, it will continue to get worse and worse and worse and worse. It's something we should have done 40 years ago, but we haven't because we are a racist nation.
How do we do it, though?
With the military. You have to go and take them out. Why did we travel 2,000, 3,000 miles to the Middle East to kill a bunch of Muslims because they're terrorists, but we can't wipe out terrorists right here in the United States of America? Ask me.
Very good. Well, you saw what happened in New York over the weekend when you had Proud Boys and people who weren't even from New York protesting a drag story time at a library, yet the pro-LGBTQ people outnumbered the Proud Boys and all of them. And you know what the NYPD did? They gave the Proud Boys an escort out of where they were at, and they allowed them to, fare jump, the subway fares. They were escorting them. They opened up, yet everybody else behind them had to pay a fare. They gave the Proud Boys the red carpet treatment. NYPD. Look, I don't get that.
I've given you the numbers before. There are over 38,000 members of the Oath Keepers. And this isn't even the Proud Boys. Proud Boys, yeah, is a whole other issue. 500 of them have already been shown to be law enforcement, and it's probably closer in the thousands, but 500 have been proven to be members of law enforcement. There are over currently serving public office candidate or people of public office in the House and the Senate, over 80, who are members of the Oath Keepers. All right, and these are people who have actually become members, right? You may support your zoo, but you're not a member yet. There are literally hundreds of thousands of supporters out there of this ideology. And they're racist, and they're hatred terrorists. And
it's the Klan by another name. A Klan by another name. Same thing with the Proud Boys. I don't care if they have Latinos in the Proud Boys. I think, who was the head of the Proud Boys? I mean, he's got a Latin last name. I forgot his name right now. I can't think of it. Jesus. But
start looking up some of these different institutions. The Federalist Society. You want to know where your Supreme Court came from? It came from the Federalist Society. The Federalist Society.
Let's go hear look it for it up. Clarence Thomas.
Jones Day Law Firm. Go look it up. Judicial Watch. Go look it up. CPAC. Start paying attention to that. ALEC. 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 Then study the Christian Front during the 1940s. Go study the Christian Front in the 1940s.
There's a new documentary out.
These were Nazis. Republican Nazis. Members of the House and the Senate. Nazis. Who actually worked, I'm not going to say for, but with and in support of Adolf Hitler. They were fascists. You have a fascist movement. And that didn't go away. You have a racist movement, and that didn't go away. You're the movement of the Klan, and it didn't go away. It's just now the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers, like B said.
It's the same racist dog shit in new rapping. Let's put it like that. I mean, instead of saying that we're a hateful group, we're a patriotic group. I'm trying to be positive and not be in a negative mood. This is like the third day of the new year, and I'm trying to be positive.
Look, you want something positive? Let's talk about something positive. Again, the election that we just went through was very, very, very positive. And Joe Biden, whether you love him or hate him, didn't lose a single Senate seat.
Did not lose one single Senate
seat. That
is
the first time that has happened in decades and decades and decades and decades, y'all. That does not happen.
Herschel Walker did not become a senator.
We picked a seat up, and Warnock, like you said, won once again in overtime in Georgia. All right? Trump candidates got stomped across the country. We overperformed in gerrymandered House districts where we still continue to win the popular vote. We've won the popular vote in 7 of the past 8 presidential elections. Mm-hmm. You want positive news? If we stick together, liberals, if we stick together, progressives, if we start talking to our friends and our family, be as vocal as you can, because there's a lot of people in the middle who understand what's on the other side. They don't want it either, but they're too prideful or not knowledgeable enough to understand what's going on. You want good news? Good news is coming. But you want to know who else is coming? Ron DeSantis. He will probably be their candidate in 2024. We got to get behind Biden if he's our candidate. You might not like him. That's fine. But he's probably going to run again. And whoever our candidate is, we got to support that candidate. Because if you're a progressive and you want progress, that's how you do it. Hillary Clinton wanted health care 30 years ago. We lost the election in 1994. Newt Gingrich convinced a lot of right-wingers to come out. The left didn't show up. Healthcare was stomped to death. Stop talking about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic establishment. You're stupid. You're a child. You don't know what you're talking about. She wanted healthcare 30 years ago. We didn't get it done because of the far left. In 2000, Al Gore ran as the most environmentally conscious president in our nation's history. Talking about the Green New Deal? Could have had it 20-some years ago. We didn't because too many people on the left voted third party. We lost that election. Instead, we ended up with a war and a failed economy.
Yeah. Now, just briefly here, speaking of Ron DeSantis and the midterms, the orange guy truthed the other day. He threw the entire Republican Party under the bus. He said, "I am not to blame for the Republicans losing the midterms. It was not my decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, and even including in cases of rape and incest. If the Republicans didn't do that, we would have won. It wasn't my idea. So it's not my fault. It's their fault.
I tried to envision, when he said throwing them under the bus, I tried to envision Republicans throwing other Republicans under the bus, and then I realized the bus doesn't really have any wheels.
No.
And the bus isn't really going anywhere. So, okay, I guess I'll get under the bus with you. We'll have a conversation. Nobody's even and I know we talk about that because that used to be the truth, but in the conservative movement and in the Republican Party today, it doesn't matter if you get thrown under the bus because the bus isn't moving. They're stuck. And they're stalemated, and they don't know what to do. That's why that's going on with McCarthy in the House. That's why they can't figure their shit out. Their bus is not moving. They do not believe in progress or going forward. They want to take us backward, and right now it's not going in reverse.
And I got to tell you, you're going to see Democrats in the House, even with them being in the slim minority. They're going to get shit done.
I don't want to stop talking about 2024. And I know a lot of people say, that's so far away, we got things to do. We're going to do those things. Don't worry about it. I don't know what we're going to get done. I want to be real with our liberal and progressive friends out there. Because a lot of, like I said, I've talked about TYT before. They're not real. They think that the president has the power to just wave his magic wand and do this and do that. And Bernie would have done this and do that. And they Elizabeth thought, Warren would have done this.
They thought no, that they with Obama. Have. They thought that with Obama. Obama didn't get XYZ's
on. They thought it was Clinton.
Well, I mean, how the hell is he going to get something done when the Republicans had a real majority in the House? Oh, Obama had a supermajority. Again, he had a supermajority for like a week on paper only. It was on paper. Ted Kennedy was in the hospital. It was only on paper. Remember that. On paper.
The Clinton administration, again, they were trying to push through health care. They were trying to push through health care, which is still on our legislative priorities. Our priority list. And what we would have kind of gotten is maybe Obamacare, maybe a little better, but we'd have gotten it 30 years ago. And by now,
we could have had something
better. We could have really had what we wanted, but we couldn't get it done because he lost power. And that's what B's talking about now. At this particular point, we've currently lost power. All right? So we're just trying to ride the train. And that train is headed towards 2024. And I'll be honest, 2024 is not going to be easy for us.
It's not going to be
easy. We have a lot
easy.
Of Democrats that are up for re-election, and we have to get out there and re-elect them, because if they get flipped, we lose seats.
We lose seats.
You have to vote in 2024. You got 2 years to reach out to your friends and your family. Rise up, speak out, and be heard. And if you can't do that, then we're flushed down the toilet again. We've done our job voting. Now you have to go out there and put the message out there. They always talk about how the Democrats can't put the message out there.
We always have
they always talk about the messaging. It's not the messaging. The media won't follow it. And us, liberals and progressives, we won't put it out there either. What Biden has gotten done in the first 2 years is fucking extraordinary, guys. And again, it's not just Biden. Everybody came together. Hakeem Jeffries being nominated and elected within the House unanimously. They're together. They're together. What we need to be as voters.
I will say one last thing here, and then I'll give it over to you. One way that we can win is if we go back to Howard Dean in the DNC, Howard Dean's 50-state strategy. I don't give a shit if, a Democrat is not going to win in this town. You send that Democrat to that town. You put money in each of these elections.
But that's about resources, B. That's about resources.
Howard Dean got it done. It's because of Howard Dean that we won the midterms in 2000. No, I'm talking about when he was the head of the DNC.
I know, but...
When he was the head of the DNC, we won the midterms in 2006, and we won the presidency in 2008. It was when Rahm Emanuel forced him out, for whatever reason,
right,
that we got into this position. But Howard Dean had a ground 50-state strategy.
Look, I really love Howard Dean. I thought he was an amazing candidate. It was unfortunate what happened to him when he ran. With the scream and mm-hmm. how they get blown out of proportion. But I really don't... I don't think the average voter, and that includes me, I don't think we have the data and the numbers and the polling that the Democratic establishment has. 50 state strategy is great if you got money in the bank, but we're not corporate funded. We're funded by 5s, 10s, and 20s. We're funded by a few people on the left that have money, but mostly... hundreds of thousands of donations that come in, and we have to find out how to use that money.
How did it work back then, though?
What do you mean?
In 2006, when we won the midterms, and when Obama won the
again, that was 2006. Obama was on fire, and the entire Democratic Party, the entire liberal and progressive movement was together. That's the key. Now, if you want to give Dean credit for keeping them together, that's great, but I think it had more to do with Obama. I think it had more to do with the time itself. Now, what I'm saying is we have to keep that energy going regardless of a Dean, regardless of an Obama, okay? Regardless of whether it's a Biden or a Clinton. We have to keep our base together and reach out towards the middle, okay? For those on the far left, even if you don't hear your particular policy position that you care for the most in the public, doesn't mean that we're not going to go after it as soon as we gain a little bit of power, all right? But you have to have that power. You do. 50-state strategy, if we have the funds to do it and we think that it makes sense to go after Montana, okay. If you think we can win right Wyoming, okay. If you think South Dakota and North Dakota are up for grabs, all right. If you think West Virginia is going to swing blue, pour money into the tank. But I don't. I don't. We're not winning West Virginia in 2024. We're not winning Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota in 2024. I think Texas is getting closer to purple than any of those states. And Texas is worth how many? Is it worth how many points? Okay? So, most of my family is from West Virginia. I'm going to tell you right now, we ain't winning it. Ain't a penny going to West Virginia. Manchin, pick it up, brother. Ain't a penny going to any of those states out there. We're not winning Nebraska. But we might win Texas, and that's worth a lot of points.
Yeah.
Okay? This is about strategy. This is about, okay, we have this amount of money, and if we even come close to turning Texas purple, the conservative movement is dead.
Yeah.
It's dead. Dead. They are nowhere close to taking California.
No.
Or New York. Our big states.
Or even Illinois.
Right.
I mean, Pritzker won again.
But they know that we are on the cusp of taking Texas. And they know once they lose Texas, it is over.
Yeah.
So again, I understand all of that. I do. And I do think there are great people, really good people in West Virginia and Wyoming and Montana and Nebraska and Iowa and South Dakota and North Dakota. And there are good people everywhere that we need to reach out to and, you know, go knock on doors and go do what you can. But as far as pouring money, political money, commercials, we need boots on the ground. Okay? We need people in those states, progressives in those states, to go door to door and meeting to meeting and neighbor to neighbor and coworker to coworker and talk about these issues, because as a party, there's limited funds that we can afford to pour down that drain. And that's reality, and I'm sorry for everyone that runs in those states. And I love you. God bless you for running in those states. And believe me, I want you to win. But if you're an adult, and if you live in reality, you understand that we just can't do it. I want to thank all of you once again for joining the Progressive Warrior Podcast. The revolution will continue in 2023, and we need to set our minds on 2024 because it is a win or go home situation for the progressive movement. If you want health care, if you want higher wages, if you want more vacation time, if you want a fairer, more just society, you have to vote. And in 2022, y'all did it. You did it. Let's go do it again in 2024. I'm going to ask all of you to take to social media, all of you to take to the streets, to march, to protest, to put your voice out there. Warriors, rise up, speak out, and be heard.
To get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't.